This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Rapture, Left Behind or Not? It offers a simplified overview of how the pre-tribulation rapture view developed in church history, and how it compares with other eschatological positions like historic premillennialism, pre-wrath, post-tribulation, and amillennialism. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. The idea of the pre-tribulation rapture, the belief that the church will be taken up to heaven before a seven-year tribulation, has become one of the most popular views among modern evangelicals. Yet, its historical roots remain a topic of debate. Was this belief always part of Christian teaching, or is it a more recent theological development? Many Christians assume that the rapture is a clear biblical teaching that has been held since the early church. However, history tells a different story. While early Christians anticipated the return of Christ, their expectation was that they would endure persecution under the Antichrist before being gathered to Christ at his return. The idea that the church would be removed before a seven-year tribulation was not widely known until the 19th century, when it was popularized by John Nelson Darby and the dispensationalist movement. This study explores the origins and development of the pre-tribulation rapture view, comparing it with other eschatological perspectives and evaluating whether it aligns with the teachings of the early church. The early church and historic premillennialism. The earliest Christians held a view known as historic premillennialism. This belief taught that Jesus would return after a period of tribulation, defeat the Antichrist, and establish a thousand-year reign on earth. Church fathers such as Irenaeus, Justin Martyr, Hippolytus, and Tertullian all wrote about a future time of persecution under the Antichrist, but none suggested that believers would be removed beforehand. Instead, they saw tribulation as something the church would endure before being rescued by Christ at his coming. The distinguishing features of historic premillennialism included a literal thousand-year reign of Christ, the expectation of suffering under the Antichrist, and a belief that believers would be gathered to Christ at his return, not before tribulation. This view dominated Christian eschatology for the first few centuries. PRE Wrath Rapture and ITS alignment with early Christian thought. The pre-wrath rapture view is a more recent eschatological position but closely aligns with the theology of the early church. This view teaches that the church will endure the tribulation and persecution of the Antichrist but will be raptured before God's final wrath is poured out on the earth. Early church writings distinguish between tribulation persecution by Satan and the world and divine wrath, God's judgment on the wicked. This distinction is fundamental to the pre-wrath position. Theologians such as Irenaeus, Hippolytus, and Tertullian expected the church to suffer under the Antichrist before being rescued just before God's wrath began. This suggests that their understanding of the end times was more in line with pre-wrath than with either pre-tribulation or post-tribulation views. Mid-tribulationism. A unique perspective. Mid-tribulationism is a view that places the rapture at the midpoint of the tribulation, just before the Antichrist's most intense persecution. Unlike pre-wrath, which sees the rapture occurring before God's wrath is fully unleashed, mid-tribulationists believe that the first half of the tribulation consists of human and satanic persecution, whereas the second half is when God's judgment begins. This perspective is based on passages that describe a major turning point in the tribulation at the midpoint, such as the abomination of desolation in Daniel 9 verse 27 and Matthew 24 verse 15. However, mid-tribulationism lacks support from early church writings, as the church fathers did not articulate a clear rapture event at the midpoint of the tribulation. The rise of dispensational premillennialism. Dispensational premillennialism emerged in the 19th century and introduced the idea of a pre-tribulation rapture. This view teaches that God's plan for Israel and the church are distinct, and that the church will be raptured before the tribulation begins. John Nelson Darby, a leader in the Plymouth Brethren movement, was instrumental in developing and popularizing this view. His teachings emphasized a strict division between Israel and the church and argued that God would remove the church before resuming his program with Israel during the tribulation. Pre-tribulation rapture was further popularized through the Scofield Reference Bible and later by books like The Late Great Planet Earth and the Left Behind series. Despite its popularity, this view has been criticized for lacking historical support, as no early church writings suggest a rapture before the tribulation. Controversy of Margaret MacDonald's vision. A key point of contention in the origins of the pre-tribulation rapture is the influence of Margaret MacDonald, a 15-year-old Scottish girl who claimed to receive a vision in 1830. Her vision described a secret coming of Christ before the tribulation. Some researchers argue that this vision played a role in shaping John Nelson Darby's beliefs. While Darby insisted that he arrived at his conclusions independently through biblical study, the similarities between his teachings and MacDonald's vision have led to ongoing debate. Darby's doctrine was indeed influenced by the vision of a teenage girl from a charismatic revival. It would undermine his credibility and the theological rigor of his position. Given the patriarchal nature of 19th-century society, the idea that a young girl's ecstatic vision could have shaped a major eschatological framework would have been highly problematic for Darby's reputation and the acceptance of his teachings among his contemporaries. Whether directly influenced or not, Darby's development of the pre-tribulation rapture coincided with the rise of charismatic experiences and prophetic movements in the 19th century, raising further questions about its origins. Amillennialism. A spiritualized view, amillennialism interprets the millennium in Revelation 20 symbolically rather than literally. This view, championed by figures such as Augustine, teaches that Christ's kingdom is a present spiritual reality, with no future earthly reign. Instead of expecting a literal thousand-year rule, amillennialists believe that Christ's reign is occurring now through the church. This view became dominant in the medieval church and remains popular among many theologians today. Differs from premillennial views in that it does not expect a future tribulation period followed by a literal earthly kingdom. Postmillennialism, the optimistic outlook postmillennialism teaches that the gospel will gradually triumph, leading to a golden age of Christianity before Christ's return. Unlike premillennial views, which expect worsening conditions before Christ's return, postmillennialists believe the world will progressively improve as the church spreads the gospel. This view was influential during the 18th and 19th centuries but declined after the devastation of the world wars, which challenged the belief in a steadily improving world. The challenge of preterism. Preterism interprets many biblical prophecies, particularly those in Matthew 24 and Revelation, as having already been fulfilled in the past, particularly with the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Some preterists believe all prophecy has been fulfilled full preterism, while others believe some events remain future partial preterism. The major challenge for preterism is its interpretation of Christ's second coming. Full preterism denies a future bodily return of Christ, which contradicts historic Christian teachings. Partial preterism, while avoiding this issue, still struggles to explain prophecies that seem to indicate future global events. Conclusion: the pre-tribulation rapture is a relatively recent development in Christian eschatology, emerging in the 19th century rather than being rooted in early church teachings. The early church fathers expected to endure tribulation under the Antichrist before being delivered by Christ, a view more aligned with historic premillennialism and pre-wrath than with pre-tribulationism. While the pre-tribulation rapture has gained widespread acceptance in modern evangelicalism, it lacks historical and biblical support when compared to earlier eschatological views. As Christians continue to study the end times, it is essential to critically examine the origins of these doctrines and ensure they align with both Scripture and the historical faith of the church.